Okay, so welcome to Fragmentum episode 16. So it's actually been 2 months since the last microcast, which is ridiculous. It definitely shouldn't be that long between microcasts. I can't really explain it other than it got insanely busy at the end of January with tons of marking, and then we kicked off semester two here, which, yeah, meant that there was a lot going on, and so I've been less regular actually in undertaking research activities, and I've also been trying to pull together my document related to my MPhil to PhD upgrade, which unfortunately hit like a mega writer's block, although I do recall reading something the other day that said there's no such thing, and so I've got really stuck. That is currently being edited on dlls.adamproctor.co.uk, and it's still a mess. I've set aside quite a number of days over the next few weeks in Easter to try and sort that out. But I have been doing some stuff, which has been great, and so I've put all together some little visualizations of spatial interfaces, and so actually when I got really stuck, I just started to branch out onto the things that keep me excited, where the writing got me blocked, I suppose. So what has been happening over the last few weeks? I'll give you a little rundown of a few things that might be of general interest. Obviously, one thing was a little while back in February, towards the end of February, I did a internal PhD presentation mainly aimed at new PhD students here at Winchester School of Art, and that actually went pretty well. It was a 15-minute short presentation. You can listen to a recording and review some of the slides on discursive.adamproctor.co.uk, and I'll put a link through in the show notes. So that was good. People got excited. There was a lot of discussion, and in the middle of my kind of massive block on actually feeling like I was getting anywhere, there was some quite positive discussion. So that was good. I then also ended up delivering a talk for a MA module here at Winchester School of Art in a new module actually called in experimental publishing. And so I did a little talk on the re-rise of indie web, particular focus on microblogging. And again, I'll push through a link from Discursive, where I've talked about that and also the slides and things from there, which is great. That was, a really good introduction, and it was quite exciting to talk to students about the kind of transformation of the web and how it's gone from this kind of open platform to closed silos, and that we need to sort of rile back against that. And that was, again, a few weeks ago. What is pretty exciting is we're now seeing mainstream media really kicking up against the current big social media tech enterprises. So it's exciting in terms of, like, there's been a number of people, including myself, talking about the direction of travel for social media services, Twitter, Facebook, Google, etc., and the concern that they are holding on to way too much data about us and are not giving us appropriate ways of controlling and owning that data. And so if I was to encourage anyone listening to this microcast who hasn't done so yet already, get yourself a microblog. Just go to micro.blog. You can get one up and running for a couple of dollars a month, connected to your own WordPress if you wanted to, or if you just want them to handle all of it, $5 a month, you're up and running with a platform that you can articulate yourself on, where you pay for the platform rather than these other services, which were, there's going to be only more and more of this coming out. So that's great and exciting, and we're starting to see people consider, ethical design, the sort of movement that Aral Balkin is having with indie is starting again to see some sort of mainstream traction, and hopefully those of us who've been working in this area for a little while can help guide and steer that with some of our experience and background. So there's been a load of stuff been happening. I'm pretty excited about the visualizations I've been getting together for my PhD, so I've been creating some nice little spatial interfaces, which is cool. been having some small discussions with Doug Belshaw about Moodle, Project MoodleNet. And you know, one of the reasons for me getting back on the microcast now is because Doug set up his own cool microcast off the bat of being inspired by my microcast and other microcasts. And so then I was like, oh my word, I need to keep this up. So that's cool. Today has been a bit of a strange day. I haven't really felt like I've got much done, but I've plodded through a few things. A couple of things to note is I've migrated research notes to, which is my sort of more formal blog for my research, over to WordPress. And so that's being tidied up a little bit, but now at least it's in the right order. And I might start to, I need to make sure that I'm pulling over some of the relevant sort of bigger pieces from Discursive into there. So that's looking great. So that's starting to get somewhere. The everything else is pretty much working, which is good. I've been doing, like I said, the visualizations with like Snap, which I'll come back to on another post, but I might be able to link some bits and pieces through to that. So, was there anything else that I wanted to discuss today? Oh, yes. So, one of the other things that I have got around to doing is sorting out a Patreon page. So, some of you may know that I have a coffee page, which is where you could just, you know, buy me a cup of coffee. Patreon allows a little bit of an extension of that, where you can support the things that I produce on a monthly basis. And so I've set up a few tiers there where you can provide, you know, different levels, whether it be give me a tip, buy me a coffee every month, buy me a beer every month, fund me to go and have a pub meal every month. So have a look at that. So that's patreon.com/proctorbot, which again I'll link through on the microcast. So, you know, all in all, I'm just sort of tying things together, starting to make things work. Really happy with where my microcast is going, where my microblog is going. You know, what I've got to do now is synthesize a lot of this stuff into my research notes site and, of course, my upgrade blog on DLLS. I'm not sure if I like that URL anymore, but it's tough. It's going to have to stay like that. So I think that's probably enough for now. If you enjoy the microcast, then please tell your friends to subscribe. If you want to follow me on micro.blog, my account is adamproctor.microblog.com, and that populates currently out to all the other evil social media, Twitter and Facebook, but I don't really look there anymore. So if you want to have interaction, you know, conversation, then, you know, microblog is a place to see that conversation starting, and then you can always follow up on my forum, which is discourse.adamproctor.co.uk, which is feedback for all my blog posts, all of my microcasts, and again, there'll be one linked for this one, so please do use that as a place to have the conversation around this. I wonder if I can connect that to my micro blog posts automatically. Have to look that up, because that would be very useful, although may fill up the Discourse server. Maybe I'll just set a forum. Anyway, that's enough from me. I'm going to go and try at some point over this evening, finish up a newsletter for periodical.adamproctor.co.uk that I started writing in January. So enjoy the rest of your week.